Well, Tommy, well, Fred, I think you sound good tonight.
Thank you, Fred.
And you've got, is your cold or whatever?
Yeah, everything's cleared up.
How's your insides feeling now?
Well, I'm on the road. I'm on the way. You know, they tried just about everything. They even tried antidepressants on me.
They did.
Yeah. Do you believe that? And when they recommended it, they were like, well, it was similar to talking to a child. I said, antidepressants? Well, what are you saying, Doc? And he said, well, you know, we give these a lot to diabetics who have chronic pain.
Oh, my.
And I said, well, I don't care who you give them to. Antidepressant, that would kind of like indicate this is what, all in my head? Is that what you're saying, that I don't really have these problems?
Yeah.
No, doesn't mean that. No, the pain is real.
Yeah.
But we're thinking it may be a chemical imbalance. I said, hey, I saw those photographs of my tummy when you went down my throat, and it was all inflamed, and the lining was all shot to hell. And he said, yeah, but we've given you acid blockers since then, and it can't look like that now. The pain shouldn't be there anymore. And I said, well, I don't care what you say. The pain's there, and this antidepressant thing is crazy. And he says, well, I tell you what, try it for a few days, and it'll at least eliminate some things for us if it doesn't work. Well, I tried it for a week. And it didn't work, thank God. If it would have worked, I would have really been depressed.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I would have realized, well, two things. First of all, I would have said, you mean to tell me that this is the antidote after all these months? It's an antidepressant that's going to cure me?
Right.
The other thing would have been, when you take those suckers, you can't drink.
Oh, boy.
And so once it works, you're on it for life, and that's a life without the hooch.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I think psychologically I made it not work, actually, when I heard about the no booze deal. But after 7 days, I felt worse.
Yeah.
I not only had the stomach pain, but I also was happier than I normally would care to be. And so I chucked them. That was about pill number 30 that I was trying. And
oh,
I guess the problem I'm having with the medical community is the answer's always a pill.
Yeah.
I mean, the answer from the beginning of this thing till now with MDs has been one pill or another. And I've spent hundreds of dollars on pills. Most of them, I only used about, you know, 10, 20 of them and then chucked them in the wastebasket because they didn't work.
Yeah.
But this antidepressant theory really had me going. I said to myself, who's the only other person I know on it? Barbara Carlson. That's going to put me in her league. Next thing you know, I'll be knifing the governor.
You'll be like the woman that she willed a chest that she had.
She willed her chest?
Huh?
She willed her chest?
She willed a chest that she had in her bedroom to her physician when she died.
Oh, Barbara was willing her chest to somebody.
And when they opened that chest, you know what was in it?
Antidepressants?
No, all of the prescriptions her doctor had ever given to her or made for her, unused.
Yeah.
And, but I wanted to, have you seen the Star Tribune sack cartoon today?
I don't read cartoons.
Well, you ought to look at it because they got antidepressants for dogs now.
Oh, boy.
They got a St. Bernard dog with a big canister under his neck.
Yeah.
That's his antidepressant.
That's
for animals.
Fascinating. Well, thank you, Fred.
Yeah. Right,
God love you.
God bless him.
God bless you.
Great-great-grandma, call in. We need you.
Yeah.
That harmonica.
Hey, don't say goodbye without saying hi to Father Rick there.
Oh, and Father Rick,
there you go. Okay,
you,
I got to get that obnoxious little greeting out of the way.
We know you're out there, Father
Rick,
and we keep on doing good with those guys. Okay, God bless.
You old codger.